From Coleraine in County Londonderry, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join with us as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. And this is Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome to the program. It's good to have you tuning in as Gospel Minister and Evangelist in Coleraine, the Reverend Roger Higginson, is here to Let the Bible Speak.
Well, it is good to have you with us again. We welcome you warmly in the Saviour's precious and worthy name. My name is the Reverend Roger Higginson, and we're delighted to have you with us. It is our prayer that God will minister to your heart even in these days, and that you will be drawn especially closer to the Lord Jesus Christ. If you do not know Him as your own personal Saviour and Lord and Master, it's our prayer that through these broadcasts that there might be a link in a chain to bringing you into a saving encounter with the Son of God who loved us and who gave Himself for us. We thank the Reverend Curran, of course, for his words of welcome, and we thank you, listener, for tuning in. May God bless you as we consider the truths of God's Word together. Over the last four Lord's Days, we have been thinking about a little verse in the book of Job, Job 38:22, that is, and God asks His servant Job, who's facing many, many trials and has questions of his own. God asks Job a question: "Hast thou entered into the treasures of the snow?" And we've been thinking about that little phrase, the treasures of the snow. And we've noted already that the snow reminds us of God's ingenuity, that is, the uniqueness of the Lord and His originality, His ability to provide things needful for this earth. We thought as well about man's individuality, how every snowflake is unique, and so it is with every individual upon the face of this earth. We've also thought about the snow in reference to man's iniquity, how that sin is like unto leprosy, and leprosy in its appearance was described initially as being like the snow. And we also thought about cleansing from sin, not just its corruption, but also its cleansing, how the blood of Jesus Christ can wash us white as snow. But I want to think again about the snow today, and in our last little study, our last little thought, having thought about God's ingenuity, man's individuality, man's iniquity, we want to think about Christ's immortality. Christ's immortality. Whenever John, the great apostle, the disciple whom Jesus loved, the beloved John, was exiled to the Isle of Patmos, it was there under those trials, under those conditions, that he penned the book of the Revelation. A very special book in the Bible, the last book of the New Testament, that speaks so much about Christ. Now, we freely confess that there are things in the book of the Revelation that are difficult for us to comprehend and difficult for us to grasp. But nevertheless, there's a wonderful promise right at the very beginning, at the book of the Revelation in chapter 1, verse number 3, where it says, "Blessed is he that readeth and they that hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand." So the Lord Himself promises a blessing to those that read, to those that hear, and to those who obey the book of the Revelation. The first chapter deals with the things which John in his day had seen. Chapters 2 and 3 deal with the things which were present realities in his days, namely those seven churches, seven literal churches that were in existence during the time of the Apostle John. And then from chapter 4 to the end of the book, that deals with the things which shall be hereafter. That is to say, after the days of John, especially pertaining to the last days. And that little outline of the book is given in chapter 1 and verse number 19, where John is recorded as saying that he was told to write down the things which thou hast seen. That's chapter 1. And the things which are, the churches, chapters 2 and 3, and the things which shall be hereafter, things concerning the future, and especially, as we have said, the last days. But in chapter 1, John has written down the things which he has seen. And in chapter 1 of the book of the Revelation, John sees a vision of the glorified Lord Jesus Christ. And let me just read from verse number 12. He's heard this voice speaking. And it says in verse 12, "And I turned to see the voice that spake with me, and being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. And in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. His head and his hairs were white as wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire, and his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead. Behold, I am alive for evermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death." Here John saw the resurrected, ascended, risen, glorified Lord reigning from his throne in glory. And in verse number 14, he describes what he sees, and he says that the glorified Son of God, the one who is alive forevermore, he says his head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire. And so the snow reminds us, yes, of God's ingenuity, yes, of man's individuality, yes, of man's iniquity, but also of Christ's immortality. Whenever John saw the Lord, his garments, his appearance, his hair, he describes it as being white as snow. Now we think about that verse, and it implies several things. It implies, first of all, Christ's resurrection. John wrote this prophecy, he wrote this letter, many years after the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Many years after the crucifixion of Christ. And in this chapter he very much sees a Savior who is alive. It says in verse 18, "I am alive forevermore." And John sees the Lord, and the Lord is no longer on a cross. The Lord is no longer in a tomb. But the Lord is alive forevermore, and he's in glory. He's risen, he's ascended, victorious over sin and death and hell. And I want to tell you today that my Savior is alive. And he stands in glory, clothed with a garment, white as snow. It speaks of his resurrection. It also speaks of his righteousness. Christ stands here in all his inherent purity, holiness, and righteousness. He stands with a garment down to his foot and girt about the paps with a golden girdle, as white as the snow. Without spot, without blemish, in robes of spotless white. Friends, this is our Savior. Whenever he was on the cross, they stripped him naked. They crowned him with thorns, they beat him, they flogged him, they spat upon him, but now he's ascended in glory, and he's clothed with garments that are radiant and as white as snow, and it speaks of Christ's righteousness. Now let me just ask you a question. Someday you're going to stand before him. I wonder how you hope to stand. Will you be clothed in robes of spotless white as well? Will you be clothed in the garments of salvation? Will you be clothed in the righteousness of Christ? Or will you stand in the nakedness of your own sin? Friends, this is why you need a Savior. Robert Murray McShane said that whenever ungodly men stand before Christ at the last day, they will literally run, he said, to the lake of fire just to get out of the presence of one who is so holy. So we see here in Revelation 1:14, we see Christ's immortality, we see his resurrection, his righteousness, we see as well his radiance. Listen to the language of the Apostle John. His head and his hair were white as snow, his eyes were as a flame as fire, his feet like unto fine brass as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. Radiance. Now whenever the angels came to the tomb of Jesus Christ, in Matthew 28:3, we are told that that angel sat at the tomb there, and his countenance was like unto snow, and it produced fear. It produced fear amongst those who came to the tomb, and yet they could still look upon that angel. Now, whenever Christ was transfigured, he was overshadowed by a cloud, because as his glory shone forth, no person could look upon that glory and live. And even here in Revelation chapter 1, John says, in verse number 17, when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. His radiance. It also speaks, I believe, of his royalty, because here he stands as one who is King of kings and Lord of lords. He's the Prince of the kings of the earth. And you will stand before him one day, and he's white as snow. I wonder, whenever that day comes, I wonder, how will you fare? Will it be well with you that day? Will it be well with your soul? Revelation 19 and verse number 11. I saw heaven opened, and behold a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame as fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. His royalty. And whenever we think about his royalty, we certainly have to think about his reign. Jesus shall reign where'er the sun doth his successive journeys run, his kingdom stretch from shore to shore, till moon shall wax and wane no more. I wonder, will you reign with him? Will you sit with him in your throne? But friend, let me ask you, what about your sin? Treasures in the snow. And we have today a Saviour who's alive forevermore, and his blood can still wash your sins away. Call upon him today, and enter into the joy of God's salvation, and experience what it is to be washed whiter than the snow. May God bless his word to our hearts.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you'd like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Roger Higginson, 30 Knockland Grove, Coleraine, BT521WR. Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Roger Higginson, 30 Knockland Grove, Coleraine, BT521WR. You may hear Reverend Higginson preach each Lord's Day at 11:30 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. at his church here in Coleraine on the Cloyfin Road, just at the Bushmills roundabout. For further information, you may phone us on 7032-0266, 7032-0266. We assure you of a warm welcome at all of the services, and we look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you. And don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week, when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.